Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Are you ready for today?
Yeah. Is that an answer for you?
It is an answer. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Good.
Are you ready, though?
Don't I look ready?
You look pretty ready.
I mean, pretty ready.
Yeah.
What is preventing me from being fully ready?
It's your face.
My face?
Yes, your face is calm. You're very active. You're pushing buttons. And you look like you physically look ready, but your face is a little too calm.
That means I'm so ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Whatever
you
the day.
You want more of a game face?
Yeah.
That's the problem?
Uh-huh.
You want me to scowl?
No.
Because my thinking face is a kind of a resting, grumpy face.
No.
And you don't want that.
I want intensity.
Yeah?
I think I want a little more intensity.
I'm calm before the storm, man.
Like, smile, but you know that, like, nothing good is going to happen when he's smiling at you like that, you know? That, like, oh, no.
You want a sinister, like, what's he up to?
Yeah.
That's what you want from me.
Something.
And that will show you that I am ready for the show.
I think so. I think it would help, at least.
What should I be asking for from you?
From me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm great. I'm doing all the things. I am serving at my highest that I can.
You're giving more than 100% right now?
110, I think.
But can you go higher? That's my question.
If you can go over 100, why can't you just keep going?
If you can go to 110, can't you keep going?
Good point.
Thank you.
An excellent point.
I thank myself for that. Good point.
You know what? That shows me somebody's ready.
There it is. Wait, was that a test?
It was a test and you passed.
I passed it.
You passed the test.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Ready now.
You are ready for your Tuesday. It's official. Let's do this thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Ready, but are your tires low? Did everybody's tires just drop yesterday?
Mine are not low that I need to go get them checked. But once the temperature goes down, the air pressure in your tire goes down.
Always,
that's just
always.
Natural.
And that's natural. Yes. I expect it. I just thought it was weird that my husband's like, well, I got to go. And I was like, I have to go too.
You're both getting an alert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of us. I just thought that was odd that it was the same day, same. Okay. No, nothing.
You're done.
It's totally normal.
You two are lovely humans, but you're not special.
No.
That happened to a lot of people.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to be special.
No, you got to go either. Now, will you do that manually or will you go to a professional?
I would love to just go to a professional.
Yeah.
Especially a professional where it's like you have a garage, you open the door, you put the car in there, and then you do it. I just don't want to get out of my car.
Understood.
You know, that's my thing. Because if I do it, I'm going to be grumbly. I'm not going to be happy with the results either.
And I know many of the tire places around the area do a free air check anyway.
And right? Like if you're trying to find a gas station anymore with one, that is not broken.
It's like a McFlurry machine.
Yeah. All the shake machines be down for the day.
It's on the menu, but it's broken again?
Again.
Yes.
I don't know.
Those machines, I don't trust them. Because it's supposed to be giving you a reading while it's putting air into the thing. And then you're also very cold.
Yeah. It's just not a pleasant
experience. No, if you can find one with a comfortable lobby.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you well there.
I'll wait up to 20 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm willing to give it 20 minutes to get it
done. A lot of places, the secret there is make an appointment ahead of time online.
Oh.
Then they're expecting you.
When
they're running late, you're like, hey, I made an appointment. And then they will move you in front of the next person.
Oh, you are good.
Bing.
You are very, very good.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Let Bing Bong carry us through the day. Thank you.
Bing Bong.
And the Oxford Dictionary has released their word of the year. You know, as soon as we get close to the end of the year, everybody starts closing up shop. The dictionary people, they do it too.
Is it 6-7?
It is not.
Thank you. Can I tell you, it was everywhere on the big screen at the arena when we went to the Detroit hockey game.
6-7?
Kids were doing it. Everywhere. They even had a graphic on the screen of someone 6-7 back to them. I felt like, is Detroit behind the times? Like, I thought we were past this.
I thought we were on the downward slope.
No.
Come on.
No. What does Oxford say, though?
Oxford, you know, across the pond.
Yes.
They say the year 2025, the word of the year is Rage bait.
Rage bait?
Which, by the way, I'd just like to point out two words. But anywho.
Now, is 6'7 rage bait? Because it's giving me rage. It's baiting me in.
It could be rage bait.
If you put that in a trap, I'd step in it.
They define it, though, as online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive.
So is rage bait different than clickbait?
Yeah, because clickbait is like, oh, I'm interested. I'm going to click that.
Ellen's one weight loss tip is clickbait.
What is it?
But something political and something like, oh, that just made me mad.
Well, that's clearly wrong. And what an inflammatory statement.
Click.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I don't think you have to click necessarily. It's just you read it.
Oh, wait. That's take two. Oh, that makes me mad. Rage. Yes. No click.
Yeah, no click. And it's like, I put
meanwhile,
that
you're on the other side of the screen going, yes.
Got another one angry. I win. I don't know. It's not a new word by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a word that they said people have been using more and more. You see it happening a lot more on social media with rage bait.
Rage bait.
Hmm.
Don't fall for it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just don't. Rage.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Today's a big day. I've got a luncheon that you and producer Ben will be joining me at. You nominated me for Waypoint's Women of Achievement Award.
Yes, I did.
And I'm going to be accepting that award at lunch. And I got to have a moment. We had like a pre-luncheon, pre-award ceremony breakfast and kind of talked about what's going to happen at the ceremony and what it's all about. And then, you don't know this, but I had the opportunity to look and see what you wrote about me.
You did?
When you nominated me. You said some very lovely things. And for that, I need to thank you.
Well, I meant most every word of it.
Most? There was some I was like, oh, that's too much. No, you don't you say that about me.
It is challenging to write a well-deserved nomination when they limit your character count.
Yeah.
So I had to get a little creative.
I was like, wow, he really, wow.
I got to punch it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks for making me sound good.
You do sound good. You are worthy of this honor and more.
I just thought it was so nice. So thank you. And I'm really looking forward to lunch.
So you're going to accept the award? You're not going to deny the award?
I will be accepting the award today. Very much looking forward to it.
Do you get to speak afterwards?
I don't think so. They didn't say prepare any words. So
I don't think you do.
Okay.
I think they acknowledge, because there's what, five categories of achievement?
Yes.
And I nominated you in two, and I don't know if you win both of them or just one of them.
Ooh. I don't know.
Each one is kind of a class in and of itself. Then I think they read your name.
And there's these beautiful kind of sculptural trophies that were designed by a local artist.
Is that going to stay in the office or is that going to your house?
I think it should. Mm. I mean, on display.
Nice.
We have that nice credenza.
A credenza of awards. Yes.
Since we did our office.
Well, you earned it and more. So please enjoy.
Thanks,
Eric. Ah, shucks.
Ah, shucks.
God, golly gee.
Ah, you like me.
I do. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
So we're back from a somewhat challenging trip to get back from Detroit.
That was a stressful drive home, right? Getting there was no problem.
No, we were a little delayed. The wind out was a problem. It wasn't, but snow is hard for airports, plus like low clouds and fog.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday, if you missed the story, we decided to, well, our flight was canceled Detroit, Chicago. So we had to drive to make a Chicago flight. It's 4.5 hours at most. Took us 6+.
Whew.
Basically, that last 2 hours just drug on. And the last 2 hours wasn't like 120 miles. It was like the final 90 miles of less.
When it's like you're so close.
You're going so slow. But then we eventually get on a plane at 11:30 midnight. Then an antenna wasn't working, so we're home at 3. I don't even remember going to bed going into Sunday.
Oof.
And then you kind of, Sunday was a good lazy day, right? You got the driveway cleared.
Try to catch up on some sleep.
Go back to bed. Finally, it feels like you're back home. Well, we're not quite home yet because there are three of us that live in this house. There's Dance and Eric Hansen. There's the lovely and talented Mrs. Shannon Hansen.
Yeah.
And our dog, Roland, who was at the dog sitter.
Uh-huh.
So I picked him up yesterday.
Yeah.
And as expected, he got home and promptly laid on the couch and went to sleep because they get so exhausted.
It's a lot of work being a dog.
And I love it because they just, like, he was happy to be home, but he legit is like, where's the corner of the couch?
I am wiped
out. I'm going to lay down. So last night, we're headed to bed. We're like, buddy, you can come down or just stay on the couch. He eventually comes down.
Uh-huh.
And then all night long, nobody could get comfortable. Nobody!
Ugh.
Little dogs and big dogs. All right, now he's the big dog in that bed. He, I think, wanted to be part of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making myself feel better because he doesn't always feel like he needs to touch us.
Yeah.
But he was laying one near our heads. He never does that.
Oh, my.
And he's right in the middle, like a wedge.
Yeah.
So we're both sleeping on our sides. And it just, I feel like hourly he would get up, make a circle, get back. He doesn't normally do that.
No.
So now we have to get back to that.
Well, do you think like your sleep schedule got rocked a little bit?
A little bit.
His did too with all the extra napping?
All of that. Then you go from a king size bed to our queen. We have a queen at home.
Oh, yeah.
Now queen add dog.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it will get back in a cycle.
Eventually.
Eventually.
But
it just
last
was,
night?
Oh, man. Every hour on the hour, you would hear, because he gets up and then he just shakes, right?
And that collar.
The collar, right? One,
yes.
One ID tag and one rabies tag.
Come on, man.
Haunts my dreams.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Shortly before 10 o'clock last night, Cedar Rapids firefighters and police responding to an apartment complex fire in the 2200 block of Westdale Drive Southwest. Fire was designated to alarm, bringing in multiple units. It was designated under control about 10:40. Fire was contained mostly to the second-story apartment with damage to interior, exterior walls and ceiling. Two individuals located, treated on scene. Two residents displaced by that fire. The cause still under investigation. A Des Moines man arrested Sunday night. Police say he broke into State Auditor Rob Sands' house.
What?
According to officials, 41-year-old Jeffrey Moffitt was in the home when the Sand family returned Sunday from being out of town.
Was this targeted or just like happened to be knocking off houses and it just happened to be Rob Sands' house?
I'm leaning more towards the latter. Allegedly, Moffitt was wearing clothes that belonged to somebody in the house, refused to leave, said it was his house. It appears he had been there since Friday.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Police say the break-in did not appear to be politically motivated. Not exactly at this level, but I had appliances stolen out of a house over Thanksgiving weekend many moons ago, but we had already moved out. The house was for sale.
Uh-huh.
And we noticed we'd gotten back in town. I went to work on Monday, and then I met the realtor at the house, and I walked in, and I'm like,
we leave the door open?
No, it was more, oh, that's weird. Why didn't they paint that wall? Oh, I'm not supposed to see that because the stove's gone.
Whoa.
Yeah. They had taken all of our appliances out of the kitchen and the laundry room and went on our back door. And it was the prime time, right? Because
nobody's
paying attention that weekend.
It's a holiday.
And had there been this much snow, I would have been fine. So, yeah, it looks like, I don't know who 41-year-old Jeffrey Moffitt is, if he's in the neighborhood, if clearly it sounds like he's confused, now arrested, charged with a couple acts in the second degree. What's got us feeling all right on a Tuesday morning? And just so there is no confusion, Stuff the Wagon, Z102.9, Those Girls in the Afternoon for both Hey Cap and I'm just forgetting the animal charity.
Yes.
The Cedar Valley Humane
Society. Cedar Valley.
That is today in Iowa City. At Ziajano's. They moved it because of the snow yesterday.
Right.
This is a different but similar concept. This one is called Stuff the Truck. This is its fifth year. It's Junior League of Cedar Rapids and Foundation 2 Crisis Services. And I'm bringing it up now because it starts at 7 o'clock this morning. The major charity that they both hook their wagons to, for lack of a better term, is foster care. When a child, or I guess young adult, ages out of foster care,
is
legitimately a light switch moment. You go from being a ward of the state to you are on your own. Now think about the day you left your house and went to college or had your first apartment. You're on your own and you need everything to start your life. Everything.
Everything. You have nothing.
If you've been in a foster home or with other foster children, it's not like you could take the desk lamp with you. That's part of the house, right?
Right.
So what they do, and you can do this anytime between 7 and 2 today at Crafted in the Armstrong Building, downtown Cedar Rapids. Think of the things you needed for your first apartment or dorm room. Towels. Mixing bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Toiletries. Scissors. Desk supplies.
Yeah, it's like toolkit or something.
Yeah. So they collect these items, they being Foundation 2 and Junior League, and then they put these suitcases together. Each suitcase is about $700 worth of stuff. A laundry basket, right?
Yes, yeah.
Anything that you could quickly go to a big box retailer or a store locally, grab an item. This is not a food drive. This is basically how to start your life drive. And this is the fifth year they've been doing it, and today's the day.
All those little things that maybe aren't like the fun thing, but are desperately needed.
You're taking it for granted. Pens and Post-its, tape.
Yeah.
Just working my way around the kitchen. The starter set of like the five basic utensils you need in the kitchen.
Right.
Right?
Measuring cups.
Exactly.
Spoons.
Toolkit.
Yeah.
So if that's something you can contribute to today, starting at 7, going until 2 o'clock this afternoon, Crafted downtown Cedar Rapids. Be part of this Stuff the Truck. It all benefits Junior League of Cedar Rapids Foundation 2 Crisis Services, and specifically those who are aging out of foster care. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Amy Schumer has had a dramatic amount of weight loss. She posted some thirst traps over the weekend on social media, showing off a brand new figure, also showing off the fact that she was not wearing a wedding ring in a single photo.
Interesting.
Something that people have been speculating about. She also scrubbed all of her previous photos, so it's got people talking. Some tabloids are reporting that she is dumping her husband, Chris Fisher. A source says Amy is 100% getting divorced. She got skinny. She is over it. She dropped the pounds. Now she's ready to drop a man. Another source says that they are both in a committed relationship and they're working through normal marital issues that couples in long-term marriages go through. So they've hit a snag and they're going to work through it. It's kind of like there's a timeline on what's going on or what's going on between them.
Sorry, I got caught up on we live in a world now where you have marriages that are long-term and short-term.
Right.
It's not just marriages.
This is a long-term
marriage.
This
is a long-term marriage.
Long-term.
By comparison.
They've been together 10 years. They have a son together. And Amy shared that she lost the weight because of her health. She had Cushing syndrome and she said this is a disease that was going to kill her. Basically, and now she's like, now that I've lost the weight, I can run around, I can play tag with my son, I feel a lot better, I feel healthy, so.
I just hope if you're getting more attention, that gets addressed, right, in some sort of counseling.
Right.
But 10 years, like keep working on it, right?
Yeah.
That's 10 years you've committed to another person.
Exactly, that's a...
Don't just throw that to the side.
Yeah. Lawyers for Diddy have sent Netflix a cease and desist on the eve... Last night, the premiere of Sean Combs' The Reckoning, but it is out. They released the trailer yesterday as well. It is a 4-part documentary series all about Diddy and the fall from grace, produced by his longtime rival, 50 Cent. So the legal action says that it's copyright infringement, possession of stolen property. Netflix first approached Sean Combs about creating the documentary in 2023, and he declined due to creative differences. He says that Netflix then proceeded to go ahead with the documentary, approach 50 Cent, and he then served as the executive producer. The director of the documentary issued a statement saying that they obtained all of the necessary rights for all of the footage that's in the documentary, so they should be in the clear, and they're going ahead with the release of it, so I think it's probably fine.
It's like tell-all books. They do their due diligence.
Right.
They know legally what they have to do.
Yeah. And there's lots of, you know, as documentary footages have, interviews with people, including two of the jurors who participated in the trial earlier this year.
That's surprising.
Sounds interesting. Okay. And then we need something a little bit hollier, jollier. There's nothing better than curling up by a fire this time of year, right? Holidays. Netflix gets that, and they want to make it easier for you. You have your choice. They've done this in the past with Yule logs themed to Bridgerton, Squid Games.
I've seen Disney do this. I didn't know that Netflix does this.
Oh, yes. Yes. They've got some new ones this year. You can enjoy the Stranger Things fireplace.
What does that look like?
Well, it's set in the buyer's living room in Hawkins, Indiana, with the iconic alphabet on the wall and Christmas lights. So, you know.
Does it start to spell like happy holidays or upside down or help me?
It lights up as you watch it. All of the letters kind of light up. It's pretty cool. Or if that's not your vibe, yeah, if you're more of a K-pop Demon Hunters fan. But Claire, there's no fireplace in K-pop Demon Hunters. Oh no, but there is the Demon King Guima.
I was going to say there's the eternal flame of whatever that hellscape is.
That glowing supernatural energy. They've also taken all of the music and made it instrumental.
So okay.
You get the roaring Guima fire.
Sure.
And then you also get the instrumental of the music behind there. You're ready to have a K-pop Demon Hunters holiday.
All right, so you've got an upside-down world, and then you've got a hellscape.
Uh-huh.
What else you got?
Wednesday! Wednesday's Yule log is in Principal Weems' office at Nevermore Academy. The one that kind of looks like Medusa with a big open mouth. It's Holly and Jolly and...
None of these are Holly and Jolly.
They're all kind of evil.
They have evil tendencies.
They all have just a little bit of evil, but there's a roaring fire. So get cozy, fans.
I feel like Krampus is winning.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. Krampus is winning.
Krampus owns Netflix and is winning.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
There was Black Friday in the major metro of Detroit, Michigan, watching Iowa, Nebraska at a bar.
Little tiny bar where you couldn't find a lot of your fellow Iowa fans.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing. It's always good to be among fans when you're watching your favorite college team. Either way, Iowa, major victory over Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we were in this vicinity, whether we're in Iowa City or watching it at home, I then usually go to the radio and I turn on the post-game show.
Got to hear it.
Because I love hearing the interviews with the players. And we always wait for Kirk Ferentz. Because he is a guy who wears his heart on his... He's really become kind of a tender grandpa, in my opinion.
He is.
Right?
Yes, yes.
He's more emotional than ever before. I think he really appreciates, respects, and values not only the job he has, the state he works for, and the players. And he feels really close. We've heard this year from Matt Vandenberg that this team reminds him a lot of... Matt, by the way, was on the 12-0 Iowa team, which we probably should have been bringing up all season long.
Should have probably mentioned that.
There's some camaraderie and brotherhood there. But I bring this all up because Kirk is on the post game, and you can tell this is coming off of a emotional win. Thanksgiving that he did not spend with his family.
Nope.
He spent with his team. He was just looking forward to getting back to Iowa City. So most people know that Kirk Ferentz loves khaki pants and gum.
Yes.
Kirk Ferentz also loves pint ice cream and apparently loves Haagen-Dazs and apparently has no problem swearing on live radio.
That caught me by surprise.
Twice.
Two in one.
When you say pardon my French, you knew you did it the first time.
Yep.
But then you doubled down on it during the interview. And you know what? He kind of earned it.
It was the end of the season.
Yes.
It was a huge victory. I get it.
You worked 12 weeks in a row plus two bye weeks. Only to now have at least 2 days off now preparing for a bowl game. So in hearing that, I thought this guy wants his ice cream.
Yes.
The morning scramble should send Kirk Ferentz some ice cream.
And I am all about it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Well, step one, order online, have it delivered, Dan and Debbie's Ely.
Yeah.
10 flavors, which included a coffee Oreo, which I think he's going to love.
I think he'll really like that. And you know what, Kirk? Local.
Yes, local. Of
right?
course, local. I go to click ship, and it said, no, thank you. They will deliver around Iowa City, but as of right now, I'm having a little trouble online ordering through Dan and Debbie's.
So we got to pull some strings.
Well, I called Dan and Debbie yesterday.
You called Dan and Debbie?
Both were not available.
Dang it.
I didn't know who to ask for. I said, is Dan and Debbie there? Or Dan or Debbie? Got none of them.
Got nothing.
But I left a message. I always love, it's kind of like when you call Quaker and a milk company, like, hey, we want to do a world record.
Oh, yeah, I've done this before.
You need it to just kind of rattle around their brain a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I think they're still processing what we're trying to do.
Okay.
But all we're asking is to ship as many pints as feasibly makes sense to the Hawkeye football office, courtesy of us.
Yes.
I think the appropriate amount, if I was measuring, would be, to use Kirk Ferentz language, an S ton of ice cream.
Yes, that's exactly how much we need.
Yes. From your friends, the Morning Scramble.
Yeah.
Claire and Danson Eric Hansen.
Exactly.
P.S. We know your wife.
No, no, no. We need to work on the note because your postscript is creepy.
But we do. We know Mary Ferentz.
Yes, we do. But you don't have to say that in the note. It is the creepiest part of the note.
I think it legitimizes the fact that we're sending him ice cream.
I think it legitimizes it. I think it makes it like, oh, those guys are weird. I first have the note. Good. Postscript, not necessary.
P.S. P.P.S. Danson Eric Hansen's wife.
Don't put P.P. on a note to K.F. Don't do that.
Don't put P.P. on a K.F. note.
No, but what if we started with, hey, K.F.?
Oh, yes. If this doesn't work, I'm just going to ask Matt Vandenberg to drop it off personally.
That's a great idea.
That's a good backup plan.
What a great plan.
You like that? I just can't say that P.P.S.
P.P.S.
We also know Matt Vandenberg and your wife.
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Well, either way, I'm expecting a call back from Dan and Debbie's today. We're making this happen. We are sending Kirk Ferentz ice cream.
It's happening whether they deliver it or Matt Vandenberg himself.
Somebody's delivering ice cream to Kirk Ferentz. From the Morning Scramble.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
It's the holiday season, a time for magic and family, and sometimes that leads to issues, especially if you're a parent.
I can imagine. Sometimes there's that competition conversation, especially among siblings in the same house.
Yes.
But then there's also presents that you get within your four walls, and then gifts given to you by relatives, aunts, and uncles.
How do you respond to stuff like
exactly.
that? Exactly. We got an issue from Mom Cat. So she wrote to us, said, hey, Morning Scramble, here's one for your Momtroversy file. My mother-in-law asked my 10-year-old son what he wanted for Christmas. And his answer? Simple. A pillow. Totally tracks. He's the kind of kid that just loves comfy, cozy. Apparently, this was not an acceptable answer. So
pillow wasn't accepted.
That was not an accepted answer. So grandma offers to take him shopping instead, but he's a homebody and he politely declined. Round two, she offered to bring his favorite uncle to come along too.
Hey, that'd be like bringing Danson Eric Hansen along.
Uncle Eric, come on.
Uncle Eric.
No, still a no from the 10-year-old boy.
Okay, boy, grandma's tenacious.
So grandma's going for it. Grand finale here. Okay, you ready? She will buy him a gaming system, a PlayStation or an Xbox, if he goes shopping with her, but the gaming system has to stay at her house. Now, we don't live far from each other. My mother-in-law is, however, an intense woman to spend an afternoon with. He didn't officially decline or accept the offer, but I think the parents might need to on his behalf. So for the little context, he's also the first grandchild. He's the only grandson. He does have younger sisters. But tell me this, Morning Scramble, is it a gift if it has to stay at grandma's house? Or is it just a bribe with visitation rights?
Whoa! That's a great question.
A very good question.
So my first thought is, I'm just trying to think back to, I've never lived this scenario. There were reasons why you like going to grandma and grandpa's house.
Yeah, different toys.
My dad's mom had the equipment yard for the company business. So like you could go play on construction equipment.
Oh,
right?
Fun.
So, but that was only available if I went there.
Yeah.
So it that was the magnet component. When we would go to Wisconsin, that grandmother lived like in a condo and they had a pool, right?
Ooh.
So there were little bribe techniques to get your grandkids to come. But the idea of basically dangling a gaming system so the kid wants to spend time with grandma?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a gift.
I remember being in this situation as a kid. I don't remember the age, but I do remember the dollhouse. A big, beautiful Fisher-Price dollhouse. And I was so excited to open it up on Christmas. And then grandma laid it on me that that lives at her house. I was a little heartbroken.
No kidding!
But then I loved coming to grandma's, right? Because that dollhouse was there waiting for me every time.
Doesn't it seem like the scenario presented to us, though, is a little more manipulative? Like, it seems like there's clear intention, whereas maybe, well, I guess there's intention in your story, too.
There's also to get the kid to do something. This isn't even the Christmas gift. This is just come shopping with me, and I'll get you this really expensive thing.
Wow.
So there's a lot at play here. And I don't know. This sounds like a really dicey situation, and it'll affect the relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law too.
It's going to impact what's going to happen 23 days from now, which is Christmas and Christmas Day dinner.
If you can't get this kid to go shopping with grandma.
Now, the good news is when we do Momtraverses is we're helping by providing a variety of experiences, different context, different opinions. So it's not like this one family has to go back to grandma, mother-in-law and say,
right.
It's like, you know what? I thought through it. I asked some friends and then maybe it can give her some talking points.
There's a lot of different pieces to this too. So if there's a situation that you're like, okay, this is what happened to me and I can kind of apply this. Have you been through something like this before as a parent?
That is our question today for Momtraversy. Is it a gift if the gift has to stay at grandma's house, and now you've got the backstory as well? Let us know what you think at 200-1029.
Well, I feel like a gift is something that's given with no strings, and you should be able to do what you want. I think a gift that has to stay at grandma's house is a bribe to spend more time at grandma's house.
That's a big string. All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtraversy on Z102.9.
Before we unveil the Momtraversy for this morning, always a reminder, you can contact Morning Scramble and basically put it on the table for us. We'll read it on the radio and we will get as many replies as we can.
You don't have to deal with this issue alone. We are a hive brain.
Momtraversy, just reach us at scramble@kzia.com, which is exactly what listener Kat did.
She has an issue with her 10-year-old son. It's Christmas time, and all he said he wanted was a pillow. That answer did not fly with grandma, so she wants to take him shopping.
That, by the way, I think is a separate Momtraversy.
It's a different issue.
You have a very basic request, and you deny it.
And also, I would also point out, grandma, that a pillow could be a very expensive buy.
That's true.
If you really want to invest in this kid.
A purple pillow.
Yeah.
Okay, so grandma says, no.
No, let me take you shopping, kiddo. And the
buy whatever
like,
you want.
No, I don't want to go shopping. He's a homebody and he's a 10-year-old boy. He doesn't want to go shopping. He's basically you.
He is me. Get in, get out.
Get out.
Little Eric Hansen.
So to get him to go shopping with her, she said, I will buy a PlayStation or an Xbox for my house if you come shopping with me. Is that a gift or is this bribe?
I'm going to say it depends on how far away grandma lives, but ultimately, yes, especially if it's a noisy one.
You know what? I have played this game before.
Maybe grandma's taking one for the team.
Yeah. Could be. That's fair.
I do like the fact, though, that you had to consider distance when coming up with that answer. That's a good consideration point, too. All right. Hey, thank you for the answer. We appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. This is why we do Momtraversy. There's some things there I wouldn't have considered. Distance to gift,
it
becomes more of
close.
A burden, but they're close, so that's fine. This does take time, electricity, bandwidth. It also makes noise. Is it actually a gift? Because it's not in the house of the parents, right?
Right.
It's actually at grandma's house. Maybe she is taking one for the team. I wouldn't have even considered that.
And
so
I have played that game before where like maybe grandma gifted the kid something that was noisy, loud. And I said, no, I do not want this at my home. Please leave it here.
That's our question for Momtraversy with this scenario. Is it a gift if the gift has to stay at grandma's house?
I would say if there's any stipulation on the gift, it's not really a gift. It maybe just benefits them. But I'll take it one step further. I think that with kids that have split parents, and like, you know, if they go to their mom's stay for Christmas coming up, and mom says, you can't take this back to your dad, you know, even though you live there more full time, I don't think that's fair. If they're not going to be there often enough to use this gift you're giving them and you're holding it, that's not fair. It's not really a gift if you're withholding it from them if they're not going to get to use it when they want.
That's a good way to look at it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not bribe per se, but basically, we're going to hold this over
like,
you.
I'm the cool parent. You want to spend more time here because I've got these cool things.
Parent, or in this particular situation, grandparent.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess that could be a little manipulative.
Yes. With the backstory, we're getting as many opinions and observations on this as possible. Is it a gift if the gift has to stay at grandma's house? Would love you to call in 200-1029.
Okay. So I am uniquely qualified because I am a mom and a grandma.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So When I first heard the thing, I said it depends on the situation. But now that I know the backstory, that is not a gift. It's an amenity.
An amenity?
Amenity. Okay.
Yes. It's an amenity at grandma's house. If it was something big like that, I would definitely wait until I could afford to buy two of them and send one home before I would make it like a gift, quote unquote.
Wow.
Like, at grandma's house, it's an amenity, but it could be a gift if it was going home.
This is kind of more like grandma's getting a new coffee maker or something, like an appliance.
Kind of like that, yeah. Like when you go to a hotel, one of the good amenities is the pool.
So she's adding a gaming system to the house as an amenity. So we need to not think of it as a gift.
It's not a gift. It's not a bribe. It's an amenity that she's adding to her list of many amenities.
Right. And it, like, honestly, the way she put it kind of messed up. She probably should have not bribed him to go shopping with her. It's kind of not really my favorite way she did it, but maybe she didn't mean any harm. I don't know. Coming from grandma, sometimes we get excited and do things that we shouldn't.
Aw, you know what? You're right. Grandmas do just have all the love, and it's just sometimes oozes out. You can't help it.
I love the double perspective, though. You're the perfect person to look at this situation.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.